Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I've been covering this for more than a decade, the Doc 10 Film Festival. It is one of the, I suppose, sadly, lesser known film festivals around. There are festivals with much more money behind them. I think this, Doc 10, is the best. We're right in the middle of it right now. And Paula Fraley, who is on the phone and who is the co-founder and CEO of the Chicago Media Project, which puts this on. You must be exhausted, Paula. I got to thank you so much for coming on just for a half hour to talk about what's going on. How are you?
Well, Rick, I'm not exhausted. I'm excited. This is what I love. It's what I believe in. And so to be in the thick of it as we are, I mean, this is what I live for. I'll be exhausted on May 4th when it's over.
Well, it's expanded this year. I want to talk first about an event that has already happened. You had yesterday, the one and only Henry Winkler was in town. He was at a what I hear, because I can't go to these things because it's some kind of weird conflict since I write about you too, a very nice party at Lauren Stryker and Jason Brett's house. And he was, from what I hear, he was a smash. What movie was he here talking about? Because you do have people showing up and talking and having a sort of audience conversation after the films. What film was he talking about?
So Henry was here because libraries are a big part of his life and what he is impassioned about. He was here in conjunction with a film called The Librarians, mm-hmm. which is a brilliant documentary directed by Kim Snyder, who's an Oscar nominee and a Peabody Award winner. She's a great storyteller. She focused in on book banning that were happening around the country. And she went to Texas, she went to New Jersey, she went to Colorado, and she found these librarians who were really the front line in pushing back on school boards who were banning books from high school libraries. And it's an amazing story. You fall in love with these women. They are ordinary citizens doing extraordinary civic work. And he felt that his own relationship to libraries when he was a kid, struggling with
having difficulties reading. Sure, he was dyslexic,
which
is a story unto itself. Didn't you find, and this is where I want to get to the substance of the many films you have at Doc 10, that the book banning thing is, if someone, a normal person, were shown a list of the books that people have tried to ban from libraries, they would be incredulous, because these are some of the great books ever written, correct?
Correct. I mean, the classics and things like Fahrenheit 451 as an example, but also many of the contemporary novels and books that are all about the true cultural history of our country,
sure.
Civil rights, and so it's anything that gives voice to the underrepresented in our history as a country.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's people would be enraged, and you know, the kids from the schools where the bans were happening, and you see libraries with entire rows and rows of books that are just covered with sheets and blankets because the students were not allowed to have access to them.
Well,
and you hear from these students, it's quite emotional.
Well, because it's also, I think, Paula Fraley, it's also kind of an intellectual starvation. I mean, these kids mostly are being starved of ideas.
Exactly. And you realize that as the librarians say, and again, you see this film and you fall in love with these women because they are so impassioned by that idea that if we start to gate access to knowledge, then what we will contribute to is further alienation of young people. Anyone who has a different life experience or a different view, it's just a very insidious form of oppression. So, wonderful doc, but Henry Winkler, if I can just say, is truly the nicest guy in Hollywood.
That's what I hear. It's unbelievable. Well, he certainly appreciates the sort of, I think, and he does. I've heard him talk. I've interviewed him once long ago. He appreciates the good fortune that has been his. You know,
he does.
In getting into school, he's written what I think is a fine autobiography that people should read. And now he's written a book for children. Another, you know,
41.
He's written what? Say that again. He's written
41 children's books.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know, I didn't, right? Who knew?
I didn't. That's a lot. That's a lot. And it's not. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, writing a children's book is not. Is not by any stretch of the imagination easier because it is written for children.
Right.
It's certainly not.
Right.
It's a great creative challenge. Another, I'm curious about one of the other films that I have seen that is part of Doc 10. And you can just go, ladies and gentlemen, to DOC10, the number 10.org, and get all sorts of information and the schedule. It's at the Davis Theater. There are movies at the Davis Theater and in Lincoln Square and at the Gene Siskel Center downtown, the Film Center. One I would really want people to see is the documentary about, and you can tell me more, the documentary about the one and only Norman Lear. I think he, you know, I think that his, For our generation my generation and younger as you are, Paula, that we remember All in the Family, we remember Good Times, and we remember some of the things he did. But these programs, hit TV shows, were really a reflection of the way he feels. Can you expand on that a little bit? What do you think of Norman Lear?
Oh my gosh, Norman Lear, what a great American, what a wonderful human being, and a such a creative artist. He did see the power of media to bring about change in the world by inserting social issues into the sitcoms and into the television that he was creating. He realized it was a way to package, not necessarily to just preach what he felt, but rather to demonstrate characters like Archie Bunker and Edith struggling with the kinds of issues that people struggle with.
And everybody gave
it a human form and gave people a way in which to talk about things that were really taboo up until that point. And he not only was masterful at doing that, but he also was an incredible American. He believed deeply in democracy. He started People for the American Way,
which
it's sort of like I had to be reminded of that.
Exactly.
When we wanted to bring this film. And we brought this film as part of our Speak Truth program, which is the first 6 days of Doc 10 and a couple sprinkled in on our official selections weekend next weekend. But these are films that we feel are a great starting point for a larger conversation that we have programmed into the evening. And so Norman Lear is tomorrow evening. It's called Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You. Mm-hmm. It's at the Davis Theater tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And we will screen the film, and afterwards we will have a wonderful panel discussion. It's an evening looking at comedy as the front line of defense against authoritarianism.
Well, it's also
comedian.
I think this is a
go ahead.
And I think this is a very crucial time for comedy because talk about the banning and canceling and all that stuff. I mean, I've talked to comedians out there. Someone like Mort Saul would be tarred and feathered if he got up on stage.
Not
mention Lenny Bruce.
Right.
it's I would love to be part of that conversation. Paula Fraley and her partner in the Chicago Media Project, Stephen Cohn, have put together Doc 10 this year. All you need do, please listen for a few more minutes to Paul recommend some movies, but all you need to do otherwise is go to Doc, D-O-C, the number one, zero.org and see what amazing things. Because this year they're doing this, they're expanding, I think, I don't think, they are expanding the general offerings under a blanket called Seek Truth, and it will do nothing but enrich, I think, the number of selections, because the selections probably are so wonderfully varied. There's one movie about Girl Scout cookies. Can you describe that for me?
Oh, my God. It's a wonderful, wonderful film that premiered at Sundance.
Yep.
Directed by Alyssa Namias, and it's about four Girl Scouts across the country who are during the Girl Scout cookie selling season. And I tell you, you fall in love with each and every one of these young girls. You see from the inside out the budding entrepreneurial spirit in everything from a six-year-old to I believe she's 13. So it's wonderful to watch that kind of percolating.
Sure.
And then how the families get involved and support it. But also, for me, as a one-time Girl Scout and Brownie, I was reminded of what an incredible experience this is for young girls. It's really a community building. It's this focusing on entrepreneurial spirit. And it's unlike any other environment that I think a young girl can experience. It's sort of all the wonderful pieces of childhood rolled into a great, great Girl Scout cookie.
And it's also
I'm so excited.
It's also, it flies in the face of our, what I think of as our increasingly icy ways of communicating by, I'm sure their text messages may be involved in the Girl Scout cookie thing, but this is interacting with human beings for the most part. There's so many encouraging things here, and good for a movie to be giving full credit to Billie Jean King, not only for her astonishing ability on a tennis court, but for her, one of the great social activists of our time, yes?
Oh, yeah. She's incredible. The film is co-directed by Elizabeth Wolf and Liz Garvis of Story Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody better in the business.
Yep.
And what I love about some of our films this year is that we have some very special guests who are part of the Q&A, and I'm not going to tell you more than that about that particular opening night film, but it is one worth seeing. Another one where we have a special guest coming in is our closing night movie, which is Knife, the attempted murder of Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, which shows the eclecticism, which is a great example of the unbelievable eclecticism of the Doc 10 selections. You have this wonderful movie about Girl Scout cookies and sales of Girl Scout cookies and many, many serious, serious topics. The Salman Rushdie was, as many of you know, a writer of grand talent and also, for many, 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 many years, the target of assassins. And he will be there. Have you met him?
I have only met him through Zoom so far, but I will tell you that he's one of the most gracious, most charismatic people that I've ever interacted with. I cannot wait to have him in person. And the movie's theme, which I think is definitely the reason why we are screening it on our closing night, his theme, what he came out of that experience with, mm-hmm. is that love conquers fear.
Wow.
And to me, that is a message that we can all carry in our hearts moving forward in all that we're dealing with right now.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful film.
You know, one of the things you told me some time ago, and I wrote, you can look up a story I wrote about Doc 10 in the Tribune a couple of weeks ago, but you told me something, and I use this quote every single time I write about you and Doc 10. You said, before we began, I would mention to people that I made documentaries, and I would just watch as their eyes glazed over. Do you have any idea, Paula Fraley, how effectively you have changed that attitude through Doc 10 over the decade and more? I'm complimenting
you. The only thing I can tell you, and thank you, that is such an incredible compliment. And it is the product of a whole team of people, not just who help put this on, but the team of supporters who really make it possible. I will tell you that if our attendance numbers are any indication, we have definitely, over the course of the last 11 years, changed the perception of documentary films in movie theaters in Chicago. That we have record crowds this year.
Oh,
people
are
hungry for this content. It's exciting.
Well, they're hungry. You know, you keep seeing, I keep reading about, you know, box office receipts of, you know, the superhuman movies and all that jazz and people going to outer space and all that stuff that has nothing, frankly, to do with my life. And I'd much rather see a movie called Soul Patrol, which is about the first elite unit of black special ops fighters in Vietnam. So many of your other, I wish I'd seen The Librarians. I will get to that somewhere and see that. I want to take Kartemkin Films, which you will agree is they've been in the business of making documentaries for 60 years, famous for Hoop Dreams and Life Itself about Roger Ebert. They sent out a message. And this goes to what you're doing too, Paula, Fraley. And they said, film festivals have always been essential to independent filmmakers, but right now they matter more than ever. As distribution vanishes and public media loses funding, festivals remain an open pathway to audiences, therefore audiences to gather, to experience bold and thought-provoking work, and to sit in conversation with one another. They create space for dialogue with filmmakers and the kind of spontaneous conversations that carry beyond the theater. They do not mention your name specifically in that, but Paula, you and Steve and so many others are, that's why. And
they couldn't, you know, Kartemkin is absolutely an incredible cultural institution who could not say it better or example it better in the work that they do.
But, and the work,
we believe in the power of media to bring change in the world. It empowers us. It gives us, allows us to see others who are like us, who want to make positive change in the world. And when you see a great documentary film and the first thought you have is, what can I do about this? Then we know that we've shown you the best of the best in documentaries.
Paula Fraley, thank you so much. Don't drive yourself into a sanitarium or a hospital over the next couple of weeks. But I love what you do.
I
love what you do. You're recently married too, and so congratulations on that too.
And
other thing you forgot. You're busy. The other thing that something like Doc 10, and that's doc10.org does, it gives us hope. Paula, take care of yourself. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope to see you soon.